Harare magistrate Marewana Zogofa today ruled that Mtetwa and four employees of Mr. Tsvangirai's research department should remain in custody because she said they are likely to interfere with police investigations if they are released on bail. Gofa went on to say that the accused face very serious offenses and this might induce them to abscond trial. Mtetwa is accused of shouting at police officers Sunday while they searched the house of Tabani Mpofu, one of the four members of Mr. Tsvangirai's research department. Mr. Mpofu and three other staffers are being accused of investigating several government officials, including Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri, Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo, and the Attorney General Johannes Tomana. The prosecutors say the information that the four were gathering violate the Official Secrets Act and that the act of investigating the officials amounts to impersonation of police officers. Mtetwa and the PM staffers deny the charges. One of the defense attorneys, Zimbabwe Chimbra, said the defense team will now approach the High Court to seek bail for their clients.
Well, obviously, I couldn't be happy representing the accused person, but beyond that, it is the legal sustainability of the submissions made by the state which leave us very shocked. If you were in court yourself, you would have noticed that there was nothing substantial in terms of law and fact that warranted a judgment of that nature. But we accept what has come out of the court and move to the next stage, which is an appeal to the High Court, which should be filed in the next 24 hours. Then we take it from there.
Director of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, Abel Chikomo, said the arrest of Mtetwa and the PM staffers, as well as arrests of several members of human rights organizations, are an indication that elections expected sometime this year may not be peaceful.
And if this is happening in the back of a constitutional referendum and in the presence of SADC observers, then you wonder what will happen when all these people go and when the hype about the constitutional referendum is gone. And obviously, as we know, historically in this country, whenever you have an election, you know, there's a lot of political violence, a lot of intimidation and harassment, and all this kind of, you know, to an extent, obviously, persecution under the guise of prosecution.